everyone, welcome to the Cinephiles Corner. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in for the second episode. I hope you enjoy. Let's get started. The movie that I'll be talking about today is Tolkien. It first hit the screens in 2019. The movie stars Nicholas Hoult and Lily Collins. The biopic is based on the legendary high fantasy writer, the creator of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, J.R.R. Tolkien. In real life, the English author was very famous for his disposition. He was an esteemed professor at the Oxford University, revered for his theatrics and unique way of teaching. Visiting parties as a polar bear and chasing his neighbor as an axe-wielding Anglo-Saxon warrior are just the tip of the iceberg. Tolkien describes the author's life journey in a way which does a great job at capturing the audience's attention. Tolkien was born in a village of South Africa. He had a younger brother, Hilary. Due to dwindling resources and other unforeseen circumstances, they had to shift to the United Kingdom. Few days after reaching the UK, Mabel, Tolkien's mother, passes away. Tolkien and Hilary were very close to their mother. Mabel was the one who planted the seeds of storytelling, myths and adventures in Tolkien. She often narrated tales of knights, kings and dragons to the brothers. When Mabel died, Tolkien and Hilary became wards of Father Francis Morgan. The siblings started school and had a rugged beginning. By a stroke of luck, Tolkien stumbles upon a few boys who share his love for stories and in turn finds his best friends. These friends were Christopher Weisman, Robert Gilson and Geoffrey Bache Schmidt. While in school, Tolkien and his friends went to Barrow's time and again. Barrow's was a tea shop and can be imagined as a modern day cafe. The young men spend their youth at Barrow's discussing music, philosophy, art, poems and much more. They form TCBS, that is, Tea Club Barrowian Society. Tolkien was a romantic. When he was 16, he fell in love with Edith Bratt, who was 3 years his senior. Father Morgan, a Catholic priest, was appalled when he learned that young Tolkien had fallen in love with a Protestant. He strictly instructed the boy to break off contact with her till he turned 21. He kept Edith alive in his heart throughout those years. Soon after, Tolkien and Geoffrey started college at the Oxford University. Christopher and Robert got admitted at the Cambridge University. Tolkien still found himself pining for the delightful Miss Bratt. His love for her grew stronger and stronger as the day passed. While at the university, he faced yet another challenge. Due to certain circumstances, his scholarship at Oxford was cut short and now he was in dire need of a solution. Then walks in Professor Joseph Wright, the free-spirited professor at Oxford who takes Tolkien under his tutelage. He flames Tolkien's desire for fantasy and writing. Wright solved Tolkien's issue and helped him with a scholarship. Just as things were going alright, World War I ensued. Just before leaving for the war, on his 21st birthday, Tolkien met Edith and professed his love for her. She broke off her engagement to another man, converted to Catholicism and married each other after the war. He loved Edith deeply and they remained married till their last breath. The movie, the dialogues and the expression are brimming with emotions. Every scene in this movie is to be cherished. Nicholas Hoult and Lily Collins make one long for true love through their remarkable acting. After the war, Tolkien returns to his alma mater as a professor of Old English and Norse literature. Geoffrey and Robert are martyred in the war. Tolkien and Christopher survived, but their friendship was never the same again. In the end, we see Tolkien persuading Geoffrey's mother to publish poems that her son had written over the years. He explains it to her how crucial it was to spread her son's words in that war-torn atmosphere. Tolkien writes the foreword to the book of poems, A Spring Harvest. The movie ends with him at his desk writing the first words of his masterpiece, The Hobbit. Tolkien is a brilliant story that speaks of true love, courage, everlasting friendship, and brotherhood. It makes us believe that something authentic is waiting for us out there. One of the most endearing themes of the movie is to not give up. Tolkien stands for meaning. Tolkien stands for brotherhood. Tolkien stands for TCBS, that is Tea Club Barrowian Society. I'd like to end this podcast with my favorite lines from the movie that give me goosebumps till the date. It's a story about journeys, the journeys we take to prove ourselves. It's about adventures. It's about potent magic. Magic beyond anything anyone has ever felt before. Thank you so much for listening to the Cinephiles Corner. Stay tuned. See you next Saturday.